Inside Lacrosse Podcast.
Welcome to the IowaWomen.com podcast. I'm Danielle Bernstein. I'm up in Ontario, Canada for the 2013 FIL World Cup. Quarterfinals taking place today on Thursday, and I thought I would take advantage of this opportunity, talk to some players, coaches throughout the day, and kind of provide some of those sound bites for you. To give you an overall recap about what happened today in the quarterfinals, the U.S. beat the Haudenosaunee 20-1. England topped Wales 10-0. Canada beat Israel 17-5. And in the final quarterfinal game, Australia dominated Scotland 26-2. Before I checked out the quarterfinal game today, I was able to take in Finland versus Germany in a consolation bracket game. Finland lost the game, but has overall had a decent tournament with wins over Latvia and Sweden, losses to the Netherlands by just a goal, and then also lost to New Zealand and Ireland before taking on Germany. I caught up with Coach Henne Kapanen after their game.
This entire tournament experience been for you and your team so far?
It's been amazing. We knew coming in that it was going to be a big challenge. We did not have a chance to train at all coming in, so we basically got our 3 one-hour sessions in before the first game. But again, just all the nations, all the competition, all the sportsmanship, all the experience, all the learning. I mean, it's just been phenomenal.
These are a relatively young program, correct?
Yes, we've had lacrosse for about I think it's the 12th year now in Finland. But a lot of the women have literally taught themselves how to play. They've watched YouTube. Some of the women have never really seen a high-level game until now. And sometimes they played in the first high-level game they had ever seen. So we're still very young.
Yeah. How do you feel about the progress overall of Finland lacrosse? And how does an event like this just kind of help build you guys going forward?
Oh, I feel good. I've been fortunate to get to be a part of this for about a year and a half now. And again, looking back where we started about a year and a half ago, not to forget about the work that they had done before, there's a huge difference. And again, we're here to do our best, but also learn from the other teams. And we don't get this level of competition anyplace else. So I know that the women will go home with a lot of experience, a lot of inspiration also. We'll help them hopefully set some goals for themselves down the road.
In the first quarterfinal of the day, the U.S. topped the Haudenosaunee 20-1, getting a dominant performance from Daniela Trasko with 5 goals and an assist, and Katie Rowan, who had a goal and 5 assists, to earn Player of the Game honors. The U.S. showed its offensive versatility, using a variety of sets and formations to score goals. They scored goals off of picks. They scored goals off of dodges from the top. Any way you could possibly imagine the U.S. being able to score, they certainly did it. Getting goals off the sticks of 11 different players with, like I said, Trasko leading the way. Katrina Dowd, who was face guarded for the majority of the day, still managed to put up 3 goals with Kelly Berger, Katie Schwarzman, and Kristen Igo each tallying 2. The U.S. was also dominant on the draws, winning the battle 20-3. Allie Carey leading the way with 5 draw controls, while Holly Riley and Caitlin McFadden coming off the circle each came up with 4. Coach Ricky Fried was available to the media following the game. Here are his comments and thoughts from the win.
Is a good example of one of those quiet days that wasn't so quiet for Katie?
I mean, I think every day is a pretty quiet day for Katie just because of her personality. You wouldn't expect it because she's actually one of our physically bigger players, but she just kind of falls under the radar. Kind of workmanlike, gets her job done, does what she needs to do, and at the end of the day is very effective and very productive.
Any different approach to sort of getting ready for the game mentally, knowing this is the elimination round?
Well, I mean, one of the things that we've talked about getting better throughout the tournament, last night we've literally talked about, right now it doesn't really matter, we need to just win the games and move on. So there's a little bit different approach. You know, there's things that we still want to improve on, but at the end of the day, the win is the most important thing right now.
You're going to be facing either England or Wales next. I know you won't say which one you would prefer, but can you give me a scouting report on those two teams? Of what
I'd prefer the team that loses, but I guess I'm going to have to play the team that wins.
Right. I know Wales has a really sharp goalie. England's really athletic.
I think speed is probably the biggest difference. England has a bit more speed consistently through just depth-wise. Very, very good north-south team. Plays a higher pressure defense than Wales does. But I think they're very familiar with each other. So I think England doesn't intimidate Wales. too much because they know each other and they play with each other. Mm-hmm. So familiarity sometimes breeds contempt, and so they're not going to be afraid of them. I agree. Wales a little bit better. Probably their strength would lie in the goal. They have two keepers that play equally well, hold very well, and make you actually finish your shots and can't just throw it at the goal to score.
Katrina Dowd, face guard today, obviously, I would assume a lot of teams paying a lot of attention to her throughout the rest of the tournament. How does your game plan change at all, or rely on other people to step up? Or?
No, I mean, we never rely on one person, even though she's the benefactor right now of a lot of points from the offense. I think it actually was a great thing for us to see that now and to be able to work on some things to get to the next level, because I do think we're going to see that again. And there's a number of things that we were able to do today, I think, to see what works and what doesn't work for our team, so it's not just thrown out there at the last minute.
World Cup host Canada took on Israel in the quarterfinal matchup, winning 17-5. The Canadians got off to a bit of a slow start, but did take a 6-4 lead into halftime. Came out in the second half, able to win draws, maintain possession, take advantage of some turnovers by the Israelis, and ultimately win the game 17-5. Mandy Friend was named game MVP with a 4-goal, 1-assist performance. Canada will face Australia in the semifinals on Friday afternoon. Australia, a team the Canadians beat in pool play 12-11 on a last-second goal, marking the first time Canada has beaten Australia in the World Cup, and a huge win for this program. I spoke with Coach Alexis Venizianos about what that win means for them and what they did well against Israel and what they're going to need to do going forward as the tournament continues.
Congratulations on the win today, advancing to the semifinals. Overall, what have you been happy with your performance, not just today, but overall in the tournament as well?
You know, overall, I thought the training camp preparing ourselves for the World Cup was really special, and I thought we were able to, you know, come out strong in our first game, which is something was the main focus for us. So I'm glad we were able to respond to that, and I thought we got a lot better, you know, towards our England and Wales, and, you know, obviously the Australia, you know, the team down south was obviously not our best performance, but I'm glad we were able to respond here. We had a little adversity in the beginning of the game, and, you know, Israel is a great team. They have a lot of strong players that have been in those situations, and they, you know, definitely pushed our limits. So overall, our competition has been great, and we're happy to be advancing at this, you know, this magnitude, this time of the tournament.
What was the difference for you guys today between the first and the second half? What adjustments did you make?
I think we just stayed tough. I thought, you know, we got a little shaken up in the beginning of the game mentally and a little bit physically, and I think we had our leaders step up, which was fantastic. We had new players, you know, step up, and we made some huge stops, and the draw will continue to be really important for us to stop momentum or gain momentum. So I'm really happy that our leadership stepped up in those moments. It was great.
And Mandy and Abby both mentioned when I just spoke with them just about the depth of your offense and the ability to have so many different people contribute.
Right.
How big is that for you guys overall, especially when they were paying a lot of attention to Dana?
I think that's been exactly. I mean, I think if you looked at our shots across the board, I think we have a pretty balanced attack right now, and every time there's an opportunity for someone to step up, someone does. And it's going to make us more, hopefully, dynamic later on. And, you know, harder to scout in theory because everyone's here watching each other, but you know, everyone's stepping up, and the Friend sisters are fantastic, and we're so happy to have them and the rest of the team. But, you know, it's like today, Emily Bosno stepped up, and I thought it was a big spark for us. Kay Morissette, and those are their first time at the World Cup, so they kind of shook off all those nerves in the beginning, and, you know, hopefully they get better.
Yeah, always good to have contributions from your younger players as well.
I know.
Wanted to look back a little bit since I am just getting here today and missed, obviously, the big win over Australia.
Yeah.
For you guys as a national team program to get your first win over them, how huge was that for you guys, especially on home soil?
I mean, I think, you know, it's just from all the hard work for all the generations, and I think the players, you know, they didn't even approach the game as this big historical game, but I think in the moment they, you know, they didn't realize how special it was. It was a lot of hard work. For sure, Australia will continue to be probably one of the best two teams in the world, and I'm glad our players were able to rise to the occasion, so that was fantastic.
Right, and we'll be playing the winner of this game here tomorrow. Obviously, we don't know the outcome quite yet, but what are you guys going to do to prepare between now and tomorrow, mentally, physically? just to get ready for whoever you'll
face. Yeah, I think we had to come out a little bit sharper than we've done. I thought the games we did play stronger, we had strong starts. And the games we didn't have a strong start with, we obviously know what happened there. So we're going to have to work on that and maybe changing things up, maybe in warm-up or maybe more recovery. Or, you know, we're going to have to figure that part out because whoever we play, we're going to need to have a strong start. But I'm glad we're able to, you know, devil's advocate, come back if we need to as well.
Last but not least, I spoke with sisters Abby and Mandy Friend. Abby, if you recall, just won a national championship as an attacker with North Carolina. Mandy played at Richmond. The two sisters have now joined forces playing together for Team Canada. I talked to each of them about their experience so far at the World Cup and playing on the same field. And as it turns out, lacrosse is a big family thing for the Friends. And the whole family was out to check out the games. And the two sisters are just thoroughly enjoying the experience. Here's what they had to say.
What's been key for you guys as a team to your success so far this week?
I would say having multiple threats on attack. We're not a team that has the same players scoring every game. We had like 11 scorers one game, and it's being able to really count on every single one of our teammates, and we have some great depth in the bench that it's like their starters.
And how's this experience for you guys getting to play together for your country?
Oh, I mean, it's awesome. I always say Mandy and our older sister Ashley played together at Richmond, and so I was always really envious of the two of them being able to play together. So being able to play with Mandy is awesome, and it's such a great experience for us to share together.
And we get to room together here, so it's like 10 times more fun. We just
definitely.
Abby, for you in particular, coming off national championship with North Carolina and now getting to follow up your summer with this, can you just talk about your entire experience over the last few months?
Yeah, it's a lot. Definitely a lot has been going on. Lots of highs for our family, and just an awesome experience. I mean, winning the national championship has been great, and having my family in the stands and then being here with Mandy on the field is just awesome.
Mandy, were you able to go down for the championship game?
I almost passed out 5 times.
I think a lot of people did. Their game was outrageous.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just for us, lacrosse is about our family, and it's just an excuse for everybody to hang out with each other. And, you know, our families are in the stands. You know, both of our significant others are here being able to support us, and that's what it's about. Our older sister came up with her like month old nephew, so it's just an excuse for us to all be together, and we love it.
And then finally, being the host and just being able to have the support of your fans and your nation, how is that for you, especially being the first time that you guys have hosted?
I mean, it's amazing. It's awesome to be able to look up into the stands, and no matter what game we're playing for in the medal round or the round robin or whatever, it's always packed. And so it's just an awesome experience to hear the fans and know that no matter what's going on the field, they're always behind you.
Awesome.
That does it for this edition of the IOWomen.com podcast. Hope you were able to get some insight into some of the things going on the field at the FIL World Cup. Again, semifinals taking place on Friday. IOWomen.com will be there. I'll have a live blog running throughout the day, getting both semifinal games in, some analysis, some post-game comments as well. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at IOWomen or follow me at Danny Bernstein. Throughout the rest of the tournament, we'll have coverage for you. Thanks again for following along and for listening to the podcast, and we'll talk to you next time.
Inside Lacrosse Podcast.